Proclamation number 6085, dated the October 21st, 1954. God's help towards attaining beatitude. Free will. After all, I only want to help you attain beatitude, and because I see that you humans are taking wrong paths, I approach you in order to put you right. Nevertheless, I can only show you the right way and only admonish you to take it, but then your will must agree to follow my advice. But this will of yours is weak and fickle, for as soon as someone comes your way enticing you to walk with him, you no longer remember my words and join the tempter. You follow the one who leads you away from the right goal. The human being's conduct is influenced from both sides, but he himself decides according to his will. This is why Roman 1, apart from my words which urge people to make the right decision, also have to send hardship and misery upon a person to prevent him from following the tempter, making it impossible for him to go along with him. But this does not yet mean with certainty that he will follow me. He can also remain inactive by the wayside, and precious time can pass by which he could have used to move on. Yet this, too, is up to his free will, which must not be infringed upon. No matter where he stays, my love will not leave and always have an effect on him, and no person will be able to say that I have not crossed his path and time and again brought him my word which shall help him to use his will in the right direction. Time after time people will be addressed by me, and especially during earthly adversity I reveal myself as a loving father who grants his children's prayers. And therefore it is certainly possible for them to comply with my word and thus take the right path towards ascent, to recognize the worthlessness of the enticement presented to them by the tempter, and to subsequently choose me as the lead whom they gladly follow and with whose help they will reach the goal. My sole intention is to make you happy, but your will must also accept it, because I cannot force you into beatitude. Otherwise you would already be blessed creatures yet without freedom of will, thus you would act in the law of compulsion, and that excludes perfection. You, however, shall shape yourselves voluntarily into my children, only then will you be able to be and remain blissfully happy forever. Amen.